In Germany, all of the country's 11 astronauts are men. Now, a German businesswoman is hoping to change that with a pricey venture to put a woman in space. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from the European Space Agency's Mission Center in the German state of Bavaria.
Yeah, the power vector for EPM.
Francesc Bators leads a recent simulation here at Mission Control for the European part of the International Space Station.
But if the rack is active since the beginning of the simulation, it should be active since 7, right?
He works in a field that for decades has been dominated by men, but that's changing. A woman answers Bators on his headset, and two of the flight controllers he's training at this Mission Control in Bavaria are female, too. The upper ranks are also opening up to German women, including Katja Loyot. For 5.5 years, she's been a flight director for the European section of the space station.
I mean, it is a challenging job, yes, but I think not necessarily because I'm a woman. It's just, in general, it's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of things that you have to learn just to be good enough to control a module.
But no matter how good she gets, Loyot hasn't been able to realize her dream of getting into the space station as it floats around the Earth.
A great story, for example, was when Scott Kelly called down. So we had a couple of computer issues on the ground and asked them to reboot. And Scott Kelly was like, maybe that is because of some solar eruptions I've just seen. And you're just sitting down there like, whoa. And for them, you know, and for them, it's so common. And it's something I really would love to see.
There haven't been any German women astronauts, nor are there likely to be any future ones for years to come, at least not recruited by the European Space Agency, or ESA, to which Germany and 21 other countries belong. Past applicants to the agency I interviewed say astronaut recruitment only occurs every 14 years or so, and even when it does, there's little chance of it leading anywhere. The last time about 1,700 women applied, but only one, an Italian, made it onto the team. That irks Claudia Kessler. She is the German CEO of an engineering services company in Bremen called HeSpace.
It's just too long, you know. There are so many bright women coming up, and they don't even have a chance to apply. And they'd rather recruit again from their backup candidates, which do not contain any women.
So she launched her own project this month to recruit the first German woman astronaut. Kessler says her plan is not only to find the right candidate, but to train her and then send her to the International Space Station no later than 2020. Once there, the astronaut will conduct experiments, including ones proposed by German girls, to get more of them interested in mathematics and sciences.
It's going to be a private mission to ISS like there have been before. And so we're going to buy a commercial mission with the Russians.
First, though, Kessler will have to raise the $30 million or so dollars it costs to catch a ride on a Soyuz rocket. She's pursuing that through crowdsourcing and company sponsors. Back at Mission Control in Bavaria, Flight Director Loyot says she plans to apply, although she may wait a while before telling her mother.
Oh, well, have you ever seen a launch? I mean, you're sitting on tons of fuel, and somebody is holding a fire basically underneath, and it is a dangerous thing to do, that's for sure, but it is so inspiring, and so I would definitely do it.
She jokes that she would even go as a housekeeper for the space station if it will get her there faster. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News in Oberpfaffenhofen, Germany.